With SDPB News, I'm Jeremy Ludeman. Environmental groups being sued by the developer of the Dakota Access Pipeline have asked a federal judge to dismiss the lawsuit. Greenpeace and BankTrack argue their opposition to the pipeline is protected free speech and not an illegal effort to undermine Texas-based Energy Transfer Partners. The company filed a lawsuit against Greenpeace, BankTrack, and EarthFirst in August. Company officials allege the organizations circulated false and misleading information about the pipeline and interfered with its construction. The lawsuit also argues the company's reputation and finances have been damaged through illegal acts. Attorneys with Greenpeace and BankTrack and court documents argue the lawsuit is without merit and is an attack on free speech. The lawsuit seeks damages that could approach $1 billion. South Dakota farmers have nearly concluded their fall harvests. The USDA says corn, sorghum, and soybean gatherings are nearly 95% complete. About two-thirds of the winter wheat crop is rated fair, good, or excellent, and officials say pasture and range conditions on South Dakota ranches are 55% poor or very poor. Longtime University of Wyoming rodeo coach George Howard died from a gunshot wound Sunday at a Casper hospital. That's according to the Converse County, Wyoming Sheriff's Office. In a statement, University of Wyoming President Lori Nichols recognized Howard's 20 years of service to the university's rodeo program. Nichols wrote, quote, "We appreciate the leadership he provided for so many years. Our thoughts and prayers go out to his family and his many friends, including our rodeo student athletes past and present," end quote. Howard coached 8 individual champions of the College National Finals Rodeo and had 3 teams win titles during his tenure at UW. The circumstances of Howard's death are still under investigation. Taking a look at the weather forecast for this evening for the National Weather Service, conditions for tonight mostly clear, lows in the 20s and 30s, partly cloudy tomorrow, highs in the 40s and the 50s. This is SDPB News. Good evening.